There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trista's already laughing. TK, what's happening? Is that Prince?
I mean, I jumped in where it's like, if you want to be here, you'll be here. Contract's a contract. And that one hit close to home. I was like, whoa.
Well, all right. All right.
Dope.
Bro, that was a crazy one.
That was probably the, yo, that was.
That's the top of the list.
Yeah, that's top.
That's top of the list.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. Hey.
Happy birthday, Dame.
Bruh. Hey. All right.
That was the one.
Come on, TK.
That's the one.
Let's go. Let it out, baby. We here for you. Come on. Let it out. We got you.
Whoa.
Oh, that was epic. Go ahead. Let's talk.
Happy birthday.
Yo,
come
thanks.
On. No, come on. This is the pivot. This is the pivot. You talking.
Man.
We talking.
It's the Pivot Podcast. I have till tomorrow to decide whether I'm staying with Odyssey. They have given me the full Shanahan. I am currently in the Brandon Ayuk. We are currently in Brandon Ayuk status. Only there's no Steelers for me.
So
right
nah,
now.
That's not necessarily true though. That's not necessarily true. Here's
well,
what I'll say.
First round picks on the other end. There's
see,
no
well,
picks. There's
yeah.
no.
Here's what I'll say. The last text conversation since you threw it out there in rather dramatic fashion. the last conversation we had, I asked you a specific question because I think you need to leave. That's my opinion. Like, you're not going to grow anymore in this company. That's honest to God how I feel. Like, this is still at its core, this is still a radio company. They can position themselves as whatever they want to. This is still a radio company. And, you know, you're building something over there in the Bet GM department, but I think you're bigger than this. That's always been my opinion, is you're bigger than this. And I think you should leave.
Trying to figure out if I can do both. And if I can do both, then maybe I can do that for the short term. Chatty House, though, if you want to make me feel like I should jump off the plank, go ahead to my Instagram and subscribe. And let me see if we can figure out anything.
While you're there, like my new video. While you're subscribing to Trista, like my new video,
like and subscribe,
even make
just
a little,
look, just looking alone will help out. You know, get them views up, man. Get them views up for my guy.
Anyone who subscribes, I'll send a personal video to.
Well,
and it won't be from the garden. So just stop with that.
Your Instagram is approaching. It's approaching 100,000.
I think it'll be 100,000 before I leave Portland back to DC.
You're in a social media category by yourself. That's my opinion.
I need to recognize that and respect that. To be honest with you,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a big article that came out today in Barrett Sports Media. And I know we don't, it's not like, that's not like saying much.
No, it could have come out in a high school newspaper.
Yeah, but I saw this. I know you probably can't see me.
No.
So they're talking about Danny Parkins, who's moving on to FS1. And he wanted to do a podcast with The Volume, and they wouldn't let him. The Ultra Suits wouldn't let him. And they said, stars don't forget these things. It's one of radio's biggest mistakes, thinking that they can control top talent. Mm. You work with your best assets, not against them. ESPN does that with Stephen A., Pat McAfee, Kirk Herbstreit, allowing all three flexibility to pursue additional projects. Radio needs to do the same. TV and digital can pay more. And if radio tries to handcuff its top stars, they'll eventually lose them. Talent wants flexibility and the opportunity to grow their brand exposure and earnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
I felt that, and then I jumped on here, and I was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe, you know, and I don't know everything about the situation, but in this day of age, man, like, number one, you, and speaking of just talent and the talent that you are, you're capable of having multiple platforms, you know what I mean? And you're, like, that's the way, like that article said, that's the way it should be, you know what I mean? Like, and to be honest with you, like, times are too hard. It's too expensive to live to just be like, hey, just stay here and don't get any other money. What? Like, unless you going to up my pay to make it worth my while, if somebody wants to offer me an opportunity to make more money, that I need to be able to take that. Simple as that. And even in your situation, I'm not saying I'm going
to
leave you. I'm just saying, I got
to
be able to go. Life is too hard. You know what I'm saying? Life is way too hard for you to be handcuffing me and making sure I don't make any other money.
Do you know how much a continuous glucose monitor is every 2 weeks? I think it's like $75.
Life is hard, man. So yeah, don't hamstring my that more than the creative aspect. The money talks to me in that one. Now you're trying to handcuff my ability to make a living and make money off of my talent. Don't appreciate that. Don't appreciate that.
What are you gonna do for your birthday?
I'm not going to do anything. I have two radio shows to host. I'm going to spend the entire day with KC.
Oh, it's lit.
At the Odyssey Studios. Eat some cupcakes that were brought in for me. I've been,
they're probably gluten-free and dairy-free and sugar-free.
Sugar-free.
Is the cupcake good?
No, it's really good. It's really rich.
It
I
is,
don't know what they did. It's really, really rich, but it's good.
It is dairy-free though.
Yeah.
I don't do dairy. And I've been instructed to go home after the show, so I'm sure I'm having a nice little dinner there, but that's it.
You've been instructed?
Dinner's taken care of at home.
You want to watch a baby for your birthday?
I wouldn't mind watching a baby, unless you're talking about yours. Your baby looks at me like she wants to beat my ass. You good?
That happens sometimes.
What else you want to talk about? Let's get it all off your chest. What else you want to do?
Oh, man. I'm in a pretzel. You know what I mean? Like, try to thread the needle, do them both. The easiest decision will be made if they say you can't do Cam and Mace. Mm-hmm. Then that's
When's the last time you talked to Vegas? You talked to Cam and?
Saturday. And I talked to Worldwide Wes on... on Sunday.
Mm. Okay. Well, that was one we hadn't talked about here on this show before.
We had, no.
listen. I know it's like I'm not as good as I normally am. I know, like I don't have as much for you. It's a lot going on.
No, you're fine.
One, you can get back to gardening and hanging out with your mom. One, we can talk through this.
This is a happy space for me.
We can goof off. Kenny's kind of drunk. We had a shot earlier.
People are going to believe you when they think. Now that shot was a little strong. I don't know what they had
Kenny,
in there.
Kenny,
had a shot today.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we had a shot for D-Lo's birthday. That's what we do. People are calling in left and right. The phones are ringing off the hook.
I did.
Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hook. It's crazy for D-Lo's birthday. It really is just a crazy day around here.
Just got a text from Carmichael David. It's pretty wild.
I brought down the mood with the dump button and the wet blanket. Golly.
No, the dump button is funny. That was probably the most That was probably the most like
fast dump, like the most
hardcore, nastiest firing of the dump button in history.
Yeah, that was official. That was a classic.
I knew it right away. Dropped the phone.
That was a classic.
I was just with my guys for that one, you know? I wasn't even on ESPN 1320. Hey, man,
sometimes
it
had to be
y'all.
Said the way it has to be said. You know, that's what it comes down to. But, yeah, I had a shot. And it was, man, it was, I don't know what it was, man. That was some, I'm good, but I can't have three of those.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Fireball. I said, what was it, fireball?
No, bro, this isn't a trailer park. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, God.
A fireball? No. Oh, no, the boss had some whiskey in their
well,
office.
He didn't know what it was, so I was like, it clearly wasn't.
Well,
even,
that's
like,
because Kenny doesn't drink very often.
Well,
that's,
and I don't drink whiskey either, and I'm not like, I can't drink something and be like, oh, this is, I know this brand. I just, is it vodka? Is it tequila? Is it whiskey? Is it cognac? Oh, okay. I don't know the brands like that, except for maybe Crown Apple. I do like Crown Apple a lot.
Crown apple?
Yeah, crown apple. Crown royal apple.
Oh, crown apple.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Got it.
I haven't had that in a long time, though.
How much did you enjoy the Olympics?
Oh,
or,
so fun.
Specifically Olympic basketball.
Have you held the gold yet? Have you had it around? Have you held the gold yourself yet, Dilo? Like, have you?
No. Well, not that one. No. No,
I was just wondering if that was what the dinner plans were like.
So,
aside of steak and gold.
No. One, I think you know better, and two, the coaches. This is maybe a little known fact. The coaches don't actually get gold medals.
Oh, I did not know that.
So you certainly you don't get them at the Olympics. If memory serves me correctly, because this is her third and her second as a coach. Mm. I believe USA Basketball made her one for the 3-on-3 in 2020. Mm. And I assume that that's the case for coaches, is that USA Basketball makes you one, but you don't leave the Olympics with a gold medal.
Mm. Got it.
I didn't know that.
So it's in freight. It's on its way.
Well, probably.
Unless they're like Book and KD, go to Sandro Pay. Have a good old time. You see that then?
Yeah, they're just
Kevin Durant's on the slide like this.
Yeah. He looks happy. He looks like he's having a
good
old time.
They look like they're having a blast.
Do you guys think I was wrong in telling Tatum he needs to take that gold medal and go home?
Yes.
Yes, you were.
Yes. Yeah. Don't do that to Tatum, man.
Cam thought I was wrong.
You were wrong. Him and Deuce were having a great moment. He was doing the show me the money and, you know, and did all that. And they were having a good time. And then Tristan tells him to take the gold medal.
Listen.
You have an unhealthy frustration with Jason Tatum.
There needs to be someone to tell him, like, do not put Vince Staples Avenge Tatum.
There's nothing wrong with that.
To Avenge Tatum. All right, Chatty House, start firing off tweets. Avenge Trista. And I'll just start putting it on my story.
Well, like, y'all heard it.
You know when it's like, you know, you're breaking up with somebody or you're like in a fight with somebody or you're frustrated about something and then you like, you put like the song, a subtle song on and
then you got
like an inspirational tweet and everybody's like, wow, that person, like we see that and we're friends with them. And they're like, man, I'm not going to reach out to them. But like, clearly they're in their feelings right now. Clearly they decided to take to Instagram to post their frustrations about something we didn't really need to know about on your story. And that is what I saw from the Avenge Tatum. It's like, we didn't need you to post that to your story. You know, like, I know you like Vince Staples. I know you feel like you were done wrong, but you were 0-for-16 on jumpers for the entirety of the Olympics.
No, you couldn't get in the rhythm.
What if he was just having fun?
You got to get in where you fit in when you're with some goats.
What Derek if White is not a goat.
Well,
I'm talking about LeBron, KD, you know, Steph.
Did Steph or LeBron or Kevin Durant, for that matter, did they put any extra stamp on their legacies?
Well, I think LeBron did. I think Steph did. I think KD's legacy from the Olympics was solidified 2021. He was just so, so good in that one. But Bron and Steph, who, you know, this is Steph's first Olympics, which is crazy, right? Like, for him to have been in his career for this long and this be the first one. And that makes sense, right? Because, like, by the time he was in his prime, they were winning championships. And, like, you don't really want to extend your summer, and I get it. And Bron, it's kind of the same thing. They're thinking about championship windows. But both of them together, I feel like the chapter finally closed when it was like Steph versus Bron. Like, they, it felt like maybe 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, there was friction. The fan bases were hating on the other player. It was like a lot of anti-Steph slander, a lot of anti-Bron slander. And, like, the truth is probably they want to be on a team together. Like, they just play basketball so beautifully together. It's fun to watch. Seeing them hug each other and smile, the brightest smile you've ever seen. They, like, they look at each other like, man, how come we can't do this for more than 13 days? You know?
Yeah.
It's like a little fling. It's like a fling with someone you got chemistry with, and they live in, like, you know, Houston, and you live in, like, Indonesia. It's like, we're never going to be able to make this work. You know, like, we can't even long distance this thing.
They were talking about their contracts match up, though.
They do.
For 2026 is the last year of both of their deals, so.
I'd love for them to just take a veteran minimum to go wherever they both want to go.
No.
Together.
No, because Steph is in Golden State like, hey, buddy, if you want to do this, I'm set to make about $90 million a year. You're going to have to come here.
I don't think he wouldn't do it, though. I think Bron would do that. The only issue is that I think Bron and Steph, but mostly Bron, will be back for the LA Olympics.
You think so?
I think that's the closing chapter for him.
So
going back to LA.
So we were trying to figure this out yesterday. We thought a lot of people would be gone. I meant to talk about this, but I was thinking about this morning. I think Bron is going to try and come back. Bron would be
43.
And even if he's not like
dominant, Diana's 42.
If he's not dominant, I think he's going to try and play in LA.
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Why wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great closeout, and it's just a perfect way.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
To say sayonara on a career.
Yeah. I don't know about Steph. I do think LeBron. I think LeBron will. I don't know about Steph. I think LeBron and KD might play. I don't know about Steph.
Steph might have to do, or LeBron might have to do the Magic Johnson thing where I'm going to retire from the NBA.
Yeah.
However, note to USA Basketball, I intend to play in the LA Olympics.
That would
Olympics.
Be dope too.
Yes. As long as Bronny comes with me.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, he can be there sitting next to Kion right there at courtside. He'll doing that.
He'll play just the same amount of minutes as Jason Tatum.
Well, wow, see, why? Why? Because Deuce might be watching this, and he doesn't need to hear this type of slander about his dad.
LMA
might be watching this.
You absolutely do not like Jason Tatum. Don't trash Jason Tatum for like 2 weeks and then go, oh, I like him.
Oh, it's been months. It's been months.
That's true. You were trashing him in the playoffs. Almost forgot about you trashing him in the playoffs because it's been such recent time of you trashing him in the Olympics.
Yes. So I got a text message from somebody within the NBA, and they said, you're like the Kendrick to Jason Tatum's Drake. Every time he does something, you're on that ass. Every time something happens, it's like you got it out in 30 seconds. You've had it in the holster, and you were waiting to push publish.
So we talk about LA.
Meet the Tatums.
We talk about LA and all these guys thinking about it and having these guys eventually come back. Maybe a good thing because Trista – like, say those three didn't come back.
I don't know
if they went in. Like, I don't know if they went in.
If we have to rely on just Jason Tatum in the Olympics, like, that's it?
Well, what about
dribble, Ant-Man? Dribble, step back.
Well, what about Ant-Man? And the thing about it is, I don't care what happens in, where are they, Istanbul or they're in Malaysia, somewhere like that. I don't care what happens in 32. You cannot get no damn bronze in L.A. Like you better win the gold. I didn't even say that about this year, but in LA, there is no other option.
No, it has to be. And I tell you what, it's going to be really, really competitive. Wembanyama 4 years from now, Wembanyama 4 years from now could be the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an impossibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got a bunch of guys on the wing. Like, you've got Saloon. Is he going to be good? Like, you've got Bilal Coulibaly. He's still really young. You got a couple of guys like Trior, who's, I think, got 1 or 2 years away from going into the league.
You got the two rookies, the top two picks.
Yep, Sarr and Richiche. You got a lot of French guys. And one of the last interviews that I did with Jerry West, he was saying that, you know, the French North Africa connection is going to really fuel international basketball, but also the NBA for the next 15 to 20 years. So you're seeing that. And obviously Wemby was a big part of that, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm.
Do you think?
I was wondering how that was going down, but okay. Makes sense now. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, colonization. Come on.
Wait a minute. She's from France?
How you guys get
she's
so
from
many...
France? What?
France? Yeah, exactly.
All right. A little history lesson. There we go.
Do you think Steve Kerr deserved to be criticized?
Yes! I'm so glad his ass is outro. He knew his buns were on fire, boy. We want the Eric Spoelstra Team USA.
Oh,
he won't do any of this tomfoolery. Obviously, Bam will get more minutes, but that's it. Everybody else is not going to be on that team for the Miami Heat. Mm. The only thing I wonder is, like, if LeBron comes back, like, how those two will do together. But I'm sure it's fine. They're dealing with each other right now on Team USA. Yeah, I outside of Tatum, and listen, do I think that Tatum played well in the Olympics? No. Do I think that Tatum deserved 2 DNP CDs? No. Mm. Like, I don't think you should just, like, keep him on ice and, like, period. I don't know what he was going through in practice and how he looked, but, like, that was puzzling. It did feel, again, in multiple games when Steph Curry got hot, especially in the Serbia game, he sits him down. Like, this is not a best of 7, Kerr. You may not medal if Steph Curry sits down and Serbia extends. There were a couple of moments in there where it was very dicey. They were down, 18 points at one point. Mm-hmm. So, like, Steve's rotations, we've been on that ass for years. Mm-hmm. Warriors fans, our Dub fans, have known this forever now. And it's not just a regular season thing. He does this in the playoffs. It's like, oh, well, Steph can only play, you know, 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's the hard cap. No matter when, what time, like, there's no presence of mind to say, well, he's smoking hot right now and it's the fourth quarter, but it's okay. This is the regularly scheduled time for Steph to come out. So let's just yank him and see if he's hot when he comes back. We'll just see.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, they really were. Like, one thing we laughed about, because we watched the Serbia game during the show, and we just did, like, a watch party for that game because it was so insane, and we experienced what you Dubs fans, which we experienced the frustration and the jubilation of being a Warriors fan with Steve Kerr and some of the things that he clearly just does as a head coach. And then it's cool, though, because Steph Curry's on your team. Are you being harassed by a bug? What is going on? Also, what the hell is that?
Oh, it's a fly. It's a bug zapper.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You seen that? Where you get the fly and it electrocutes him. Just kills him right there on the spot.
Well, that seems...
Yeah.
That's crazy. Cool. Yeah, that is
excessive.
Crazy.
Well, what happened was, I told you guys for a long time, there's been some sort of entry point into the roof. Eaves of the roof, squirrels have been getting in through the roof. That's my mom's freaking. She can hear the squirrels in the walls. So I've hired a exterminator, and they've put up squirrel traps on the roof. And this was our first squirrel death in the summer. And it's been different because there's like a ton of flies around that squirrel. That's how I knew that we got one. So they came today and they got rid of the squirrel. But the flies from that dead squirrel are still around, and so can't have them in my face during the hit with y'all.
That's good. That's way less distracting than a fly would be.
Hey. Not designed to be not distracting. It's designed to be funny.
Trista out here electrocuting flies live on the show. This is magnificent.
ATK, I saw the IG post, man, but I got to hear it now on Wax, man. You ready? You ready for
What's
L.A.?
you
ready for 2028 L.A.? I can't imagine what that's going to look like.
Yo, what are they talking about? As someone, you know, Kenny, you lived there. When you saw the headline of L.A. is going to be exclusively like public transportation to the events.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And they're like, well, we've got a metro now. We've got a subway now. And to that I say, I don't think that people are going to use it. You're going to have to shut the streets down in Los Angeles. And it's not like they're all in the same location. You're going to get some games in Carson, which is basically just south and east of L.A. You're going to get some in Malibu, which is all the way north and on the west. You're going to get some in Santa Monica, Venice. All these people are not going to want to stay home and not do their L.A. things. There's going to be events, I'm sure, in West Hollywood. I'm sure there's going to be stuff all the way up into the like valley near where the Rams used to train. I forget what that I think it's called Thousand Oaks. Yeah, Thousand Oaks. Up in there. You know what I'm talking about, where all the a lot of elite athletes there.
I can't imagine. I'm excited about it when they announced they were getting the games, like this is gonna be dope. And now that we're not even really here, we're still 4 years removed, but it's like, how is this supposed to work? LA today is a mess. Like we're in LA today. Like
But that's every
mess.
Olympic city. Like the same was true, like China's Beijing is like LA times 10. They had a weird thing that we heard about where they like you could only drive if you had an odd number license plate.
Whoa.
And then the next day would be the even number, and then the next day would be the odd number, and that's how they reduced the pollution in Beijing was by doing that.
Yeah, they're gonna do the same thing. I don't know. They're gonna figure it out. It'll be fine. I just don't I can't imagine how this is gonna work. In a cohesive way.
Truth be told, I don't think we want to know how this is going to work because I think a lot of very not talked about things happen in these cities to get them to look the way that they do.
Let's talk about them. In Venice, when you go to Venice, let's just say it, there's a lot of unhoused folks there. Mm-hmm. And in Santa Monica. That is a thing that you need to be comfortable with if you live in those areas, which
That's
I
right.
did. I used to live right outside of Venice. And there's a whole street, Rose Street, which has an awesome restaurant right there. Actually, a couple of them. It's like almost unhoused row, like literally blocks and blocks and blocks. Mm-hmm. those people are getting displaced.
Yes,
like those
are.
People are going to be put into buses and sent to who knows
somewhere
where.
Somewhere else.
I don't know. I don't know where they go. Is it Squid Games? I have no idea.
Bro, they do this. They did this in San Francisco for the Super Bowl. What do you think they're going to do for the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Like, L.A. is a mess for All-Star Weekend. What the Olympics going to look like?
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. I'll be there, though.
Doesn't mean we won't be there. Yeah, it doesn't mean we won't be there. It just
I'll be
means,
in the mess complaining with everybody else.
It just
else.
Means I don't want to know how you're getting Los Angeles to look like it looks like right now. In Odyssey, we need a driver.
And Damien's the Team USA plug. We know that.
Well, like, that's facts.
You both of you are grossly overestimating my relationship with Team USA.
He's the plug. We're going to the
game. I thought we were going to the WNBA All-Star game till I inquired about it. And literally the text said, yeah, I forgot. That's what
wow.
the text. Hey, still cool? Hey, we're going to pull up to Phoenix. Oh, I forgot. All right.
Man, that is dirty. That's so nasty work. Wow.
It happens, man.
That Damien just takes it. He just takes it. It's all good. All good.
It's cool. I'm going to go about my
But yeah, that's, I just can't imagine. Wasn't that the big issue, one of the big issues why Boston didn't get it, or they didn't even want it in Boston? Because they're like, how is this supposed to happen?
So L.A. is big. Like, that's the one thing. That's actually the thing I dislike about L.A. the most. Like, New York, like, obviously, New York is big to a certain degree. But, like, the spots that you like in New York, they're all relatively close. Mm. Like, Brooklyn,
right.
Manhattan, that's all relatively close. L.A. is not. Like,
L.A.'s like, it's a 37-mile drive.
Yeah, the Staples Center and or the Hollywood sign or downtown Los Angeles. Oh, yeah, like, cool. Well, Santa Monica, bro, those are like two different that's states.
Universe.
Yeah, Orange County to Hollywood is like
not the same thing.
An hour without traffic.
But we all think that it's LA. And
you can't even have friends that are like in certain areas because you just know you'll never see them. Like I had a friend that was in Silver Lake, Echo Park, which is way east, like east of downtown. And I lived in Marina Del Rey. And I was like, I just don't think we can be friends anymore. Like, I don't think we're ever, you're never coming over here. I'm never going over there. Pour a little out for the homie.
It happens.
FaceTime. That's about it.
We love you. And
love you.
We're here for you. We'll talk it out. If we got to send the chatty house after somebody, we'll send the chatty house after
chatty
somebody.
House.
You already
chatty
know.
House.
We showed that already.
You did. And I got an immediate text, by the way. It was like, hey, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. now he's texting. Yeah, like, oh, okay. Okay. Oh, shallow bitch.
Damien gave his advice. My advice would be, if you're trying to stop my money, then we can't work together.
That's it. That's my thought, too. We'll see if we can make both things work.
If you're not doing that, then maybe we could work. Maybe there's something here. But if that's
right.
that's the deal breaker for me. If you're trying to stop my money, then
the good news is for us as a squad, me, you, Damien, is that they also have committed to more travel flexibility to places like Sacramento, so that I could pull up to live events easy from Portland. Mm-hmm. Pull up to live events, come to Sky River,
awesome.
Come through, go to a game. That's what's been told to me, at least. You know how it is. The suits say one thing, they do another. But that was something that I care about a lot.
They need to realize what they got in their hands. Man. They better recognize, man. Come on now.
They don't. Right. They don't. You know how it is. These people, it's just, it is what it is.
All right.
Oh,
you'll get
well,
this.
It is what it is, huh? Oh, okay.
Well, that is, well. All right. We love you, buddy.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
Sorry
right,
to put you down. Sorry for the dump, buddy.
Oh, no, that was epic. That was epic. That's getting
Happy
clipped
birthday,
and put on social media. Thank you, sweetie.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.